You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right as that initial window opened up where the D1 schools were saying we're going to allow them to gamble on pro sports, and then you saw that happen. And I think there was like a, oh yeah, that's going to hurt baseball. NBA's got a huge scandal on its hands. We don't need one. We're good.
Well, because NCAA for years was part of the places that you think the cracks would come from. And so you got to close those cracks up as quickly as you possibly can. I get it. I'm not sad about it for college athletes in the slightest bit.
Now, as we return to the world of the NBA.
You can wait until you're over 22 and graduated to gamble like a real adult, Nick.
Or over 25 and graduate from college because you played in college football for 8 years.
You're Van Wilder.
Half of college football now is Van Wilder's.
Tyler Shuck.
I know. Doesn't Tyler Shuck have like a kid and a wife?
He's older than Trevor Lawrence.
I know.
I feel like a lot of guys have kids and wives in college football. I mean, a lot of old heads
are
still playing.
That is weird, though. That is weird when they do the profile on him, and it's like he does. Has a whole wife, two kids, lives in the burbs.
I like his 40-hour job is going to play quarterback for Louisville.
That's what it basically is. But at this point,
honey, got to clock in, got to go to the old factory.
I mean, I've gone to the extremes, though, too. That's why I'm like, I don't even know that they should make these guys go to school anymore if they don't want to go to school.
Just
make them employees of the school and just call it a day.
No, I don't like that.
What are we really doing here?
I mean, in fairness, at some point,
they're going to take online classes and get the 3.8 no matter how you do it anyway.
Oh, yeah. I want you to, if you're going to go to school for 8 years, I'd like you to have at least 2 degrees.
I think you should be able to have we call that the Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah.
As all of a sudden, have you seen every story pop out where not only does he have 2 degrees, he has 2 master's degrees.
Yep.
He spent his summers just doing internships at reputable, like McKinsey type level places. Like it's insanity is what
You know the rough thing about Mendoza is you watch him, and I think I want to see him in brown and orange. And then you listen to him talk about football, and you're like, I want to hear this guy as the Browns quarterback. And then you hear him talk about anything else, and you're like, what a nerd. Like, goof.
He's Ned Flanders. He's Kirk Cousins. He is. But I actually think I might be overcorrecting. By the time we go and do our draft breakdown, depending how Shador ends up and how this whole thing goes, I might course correct too far into the idea of like I want the nerdy smart guy that is the opposite of any Instagram influencer or anything like that. Like does Mendoza even have an Instagram? I'd be shocked if he even had an Instagram. He seems like the type that would just kind of, or if he does, it's like a family friends account and that's it.
I was going to say somebody runs the account for him because it's profitable and he wants to make some cash.
You want to talk about an Electrolyte Tuesday?
Oh,
Mendoza's
man.
Running Electrolyte Tuesday. So he's opening up Electrolyte Tuesday bars.
We've already talked about the all short king room, the all nerd, the all electrolyte quarterback room Fernando Mendoza, Dylan Gabriel. I think Davis Mills would have to be a part of that because that's another long, that's a giraffe that went to Stanford for 7 years.
Part of the course correction is the idea that Mendoza's 6'5" and he's a massive human while also being this extremely nerdy, by the book. If coach asked him to jump, he says how high type guy. Mm-hmm. I'm scared of that being the type of guy that I'm going to course correct with, but I might be the type of guy that I course correct
See, but
with.
What I like about this is I think Davis Mills is like 6'3". So if you got like a 6'5 quarterback, 6'3", and then Dylan Gabriel, it'll just look like it'll be like three stepbrothers all in line there. You know?
Yeah,
but they all bond over like building their own computers, right?
Oh man, what a nerdy room.
I'd love a quarterback room where Dylan Gabriel's the dumbest guy in the room.
On the side, they're just
the
like...
The supercomputer is just like, hey, who's this dumb?
What would Stefanski... He already used supercomputer as the line. What line do you have for Mendoza then?
Super duper computer. Oh, no. I know what it is.
Supercomputer squared.
For Fernando Mendoza, quantum computing power.
There we go.
Right? We're building a super network.
I really hoped you had the info on Mendoza's Instagram for me.
I do. It's
really
Fernando.Mendoza with a zero instead of the O.
Is he a consistent contributor to the Instagram account, or is it one of those things he just has and you can tell is getting a little NIL cash off of?
No, he's posting every few days.
A little bit of a disappointing development then. I really thought this would be the quarterback that doesn't care about Instagram, doesn't care about social media, doesn't care about any of that stuff.
Well, it's like once every 5 days he posts.
So clean. He looks like Andrew Garfield. He does. But like if Andrew Garfield was a gigantic human being, Andrew Garfield's like a normal size fella.
He looks like he should have played lacrosse at Duke.
Okay. All right. You could have picked any other school other than that.
Does that tell you everything you need to know?
You could have said lacrosse at North Carolina and we would have been fine.
It's just kind of what he looks like to me. That's a reputable program.
I just have a feeling that... I really, until proven otherwise, this is why Sunday's so big. Until proven otherwise, I think it's going to be Mendoza in Cleveland. And I don't have a feel on it yet. I can't tell you yet. The only read I have on him, one, really fun to watch at Indiana. Good football player. The other one is, what a nerd.
I mean, once he basically snapped the ankles of Urban Meyer in that interview... where all of a sudden he just basically talked nerdy football to him. That was a panty dropping moment for a lot of the NFL scouts and gurus that do this stuff.
And also Urban Meyer.
Yeah. And that was I didn't realize how influential just like a 30-minute interview could be and just rising up the draft boards for people. But it did it for a lot of people.
Yeah, it did it for me too. I don't know, man. I'm just so bummed about. I just wish there was a quarterback, like, because we're just going to be stuck in this perpetual thing for the next 7 weeks of, even if you win on Sunday, did you lose? Like, I know that's how a lot of people are going to take this game, and I'm like, guys, mm-hmm. I just want to win. And I know that if that means in April I'm cursing because we didn't get Fernando Mendoza, then I'm cursing because we didn't get Fernando Mendoza.
I mean, he talks like Stefanski. Like, he could be Stefanski's kid.
I think that's the thing that's the other part of here.
He talks like Stefanski.
Is that it's like these nerds have been waiting for this nerd the whole time, right? We've given them meathead quarterbacks. We've given them problematic quarterbacks off the field. We've never given them one of their own. Like, I imagine when Stefanski and Barry draft Fernando Mendoza, they give us the old gobble gobble one of us from Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, their last great chance is going to be with basically it's the Spider-Man meme is all this is.
The kind of quarterback they can take home to mom. It's all they've been waiting for.
Mm.
Baker, not house trained. Deshaun, problematic for other reasons. But Fernando, even fun to say, Fernando.
Tripped up on it a couple times already.
The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.